I am Nkosinathi Ndlovu, and this is TCS Plus, the business technology show by Tech Central. Today's show is brought to you by a duo of companies. The first is Switchcom Distribution, and the second is Huawei. My guests in studio today are from each of these respective companies. I am sitting with Linton Brits, the National Sales Manager at Switchcom Distribution, and Dankile Batla, Account Manager at Huawei. Gentlemen, good day and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for,
thank you for having us.
Excellent. Before we talk about the reason you guys are here together, could you perhaps give me an outline of what each of your companies do? Linton, could we start with you, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So Switchcom Distribution is literally what the name says. We're in the distribution game. We are based in Johannesburg, and we essentially bring big brands from around the world into South Africa and distribute them within the South African and African market via a reseller channel.
Okay, excellent. And Tanki?
Okay, so I'm obviously from Huawei.
Yes.
It's called Huawei Technologies.
Yes.
We are in over 170 plus countries around the world.
Mm-hmm.
We are number 3 in R&D, and we have over 200,000 plus employees around the world. So I fall under the Enterprise Business Group.
Yes.
And in Enterprise Business Group, we do enterprise, commercial, and distribution, which is where my partners come in. For the distribution business, we usually do SME, small and medium enterprises.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So let's talk about that now, because I think that's the core of this partnership that you have together here.
Yes.
What does bring you together? What are you bringing to the market as a team?
Honestly, we at the onset, when we sat around the table with Huawei a number of months ago, we thought, why would we partner with Huawei, and why would Huawei partner with us? I mean, you always have to be selective with what brands you bring in. You don't want to just bring in hardware for the sake of, you know, the sake of bringing it in. So we sat around a table and we discussed and we synergized on the fact that there is a gap of what they're offering out of the Huawei stable, because there's many, and what we want to do in the South African and African market as well. And that's to have a access point, network point, switches, etc., that we currently get from them, which sits in the SMB space or the small, medium business space, but delivering an enterprise sort of experience. So I mean, you can get an enterprise experience by buying enterprise hardware, paying an enterprise price, getting an enterprise experience, so meaning the best of the best. But we didn't really want that. We wanted the best, but at what SMB could afford, you know, when it comes to pricing and what's available in everybody's spend. I mean, our economy is very tight at the moment, as we know. But we're also a emerging market, so at the same time, we want to keep up and we want to move forward, and but we don't want to spend a lot.
Yes.
So that's why we thought the synergy would work, and they were like minded in their thoughts, and that's why we partner with them on the SMB SMB space, and now also on the power space, critical power. So because obviously there's a requirement for that as well.
Okay, so you've touched on this a bit, but what kind of products and capabilities are you bringing to the market?
So specifically in the SMB space, it's your network switches and your access points, indoor and outdoor. And then on the power side, it's critical power. So it's not just your UPSs, it's really big power solutions for places that can't go down or can't afford to go down. So a hospital, for example, or any critical infrastructure that you need always on power, but always on quality power, not just sort of bad energy coming into the system, messing it up even further. You know what I mean? So,
So Tanki, I understand that Switchcom is a gold partner to you.
Correct.
And one of the things that you then offer them is training on products, so that they're able to go out into the market and actually execute well. Could you talk more to that?
Okay. So not that we only just offer training. We also offer our technical expertise. So for instance, if there's a project that's happening, we would also take our own staff with their staff to go together to support whatever customer is working on. So one of the examples would be, currently there's a tender that's out for SA Connect. So the project is about providing outdoor Wi-Fi for all of South Africa. So we make sure that the people that were awarded We supply them with the actual hardware. We make sure that we also support them when it comes to the actual installation, making sure that everything is working. And we also make sure that we are always available 24/7. We pride ourselves in being one of the few vendors that actually go out with the partner to the actual site, and we are available 24/7. If you know anything about the Chinese, we don't sleep.
But now, yes, you do support, but Switchcom goes to market. You're the customer-facing entity, right?
Correct.
So if the customer has issues, they come back to you?
They do, but but Huawei is also very hands-on with that. So when he talks about technical support 24/7, it's, I think, twofold. As the distributor, we have the reseller as the customer, but we also have our reseller's customer as the customer. So we are hands-on supporting, training not only our resellers, but their customers.
Excellent. Now, I think COVID highlighted worldwide supply chain issues, but in South Africa, we're also dealing with our own ports issues. So for as you say, you have resellers and you have vendors out there relying on you to distribute to them. How secure can they be that from a supply chain perspective, they will have the equipment when they need it?
I think very, and Tanki can elaborate a bit more on the manufacturing side. When it comes to the supply, Huawei works very closely on the manufacturing and our procurement to make sure that they are producing it fast enough and that we are bringing it into the country fast enough, so there's never a shortage.
Okay. And then what kind of guarantees, I mean, as Huawei, do you give? If the product fails, what recourse does the customer or the secondary vendor have?
There's a 3-year swap out warranty. I've been in distribution for quite a long time, and I've worked with many brands. And again, I'm not talking about the enterprise level, I'm talking about the SMB level where we're positioning this. Historically, an RMA process can take very long, from hours to weeks, depending on the vendor, and you've got to get the equipment back, etc. Now, what we're offering, why I say it's industry leading, if you've got a problem, we will go to site, take the unit away, and replace it right there for 3 years, and we will worry on the back end.
Now, Tanki, from a Huawei perspective, you guys are bringing a lot of innovation into the market from a product point of view. Could you tell us more about what it is that you're doing?
Okay, so point in case, like I did mention, the SA Connect. We do have a new access point. It's called AP761. It's an outdoor access point. It offers up to 500 meters worth of range. And actually, it's 504. We did test it out in Limpopo, in Mankweng. We got 504 meters at speeds of about between, I think it was 5 to 15 megabytes per second. So we pride ourselves in not just quality, but we know for a fact that the products themselves are also durable.
Having tested it yourself gives you the confidence to then go on to the resellers that you're going to work with and, you know, give them a product that you can back. But could you give us a description of who you're looking to work with in the market?
So if you, and there's various ways to partner with us, right? So you could be a elite partner, which means we would hold your stock and you'd pull it from us as you would require it after we've pre-scoped and helped you get the product out that you need to get out. And if you're in the African market, you may well have a facility yourself and you might want to partner with us going, well, we want to be an extension of. So we'll bring in the stock and we'll sub-distribute it into a different African country via Swisscom. And the same support that the locals have here, technical, finance, whatever it might be, you can take advantage of wherever you are.
Gentlemen, excellent. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. That is TCS Plus with Linton Brits from Swisscom Distribution and Tanki Lebatla from Huawei. Thank you for joining us.